First of all, how good will it feel to be back at a Local Hero Awards, which is not virtual, but is it real life this time around?
It makes a world of difference, you know. All credit to Kingdom FM for keeping it going through the lockdown, you know, even virtually. But it's not the same, and there's so many talented people in the audience that deserve their awards. But the entertainment, every time I've been there, and I've been, I would think, 8 times I've been to the award ceremonies, and the talent on the stage is just phenomenal.
And great for Fife in terms of showcasing the diversity of talent that we have in this small part of Scotland.
Everything from volunteers to people that spend their whole life helping others. It's just the awards are just terrific, and as you see, they're diversified in the fact that some are for talented musicians, talented shop owners, people that have a tremendous talent, but they give to others. That's not the secret of the local heroes in Fife. It's not about them, although they're receiving an award. They don't go out thinking they're going to get a local heroes award, but they deserve it for the time, the effort that they've put in for other people. That's a pleasure for me. It's for other people.
I've lived here nearly all of my life, and it seems like what's so special about the people of Fife is the selflessness of the character of the people of the kingdom. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. You know, when there's many a time I've been in the audience and the tears are coming down for when you hear about, first of all, the people that have been nominated, not only just the winners, you know, every one of them could receive that award that have been nominated. But, you know, and when you see the people that help with the elderly, the young people that are promoting someone they know and giving them encouragement to be the best they can be, and that to me is special.
Tell me about some of your special highlights from the Local Hero Awards, like award winners that you remember, moments at the ceremonies that you remember. Does anything stick out for you?
Daniel Slosh was I think he was the first one helped, the Mary Leishman Foundation. Daniel Slosh won it, and you see what he's went on to do. He's become an international stand-up comedian now, and he's done really well, a local guy. So that was a pleasure. But there were so many. Of course, Sally Sagarius, from the secretary of the Mary Leishman Foundation, she put so much voluntary work in to make sure the donations get out, make sure that the right people are getting the awards. So that was tremendous when she became the local hero. But there's so many. I can't remember them all, but there's just so many people. There's so many different, as you said earlier, from different areas of volunteering, different areas. And some of the volunteers are not connected to organisations. It's just someone with this volunteering in their heart to help a friend or to help somebody else's friend. That's what makes the award special.
What would you say to anyone out there who might be keen to put a nomination in?
If you've got someone that you admire, someone that you totally respect, someone who you say, wow, what an effort. You know, the young carers, for instance, what an effort they put in to help, help other people. So go for it, didn't be? You know, you should be proud that you've got a friend that's been doing so well to help others. If you're proud of them, if you feel they deserve it, put the nomination in, and you never know, they might become the winner. And then that would make you feel even better that you've recommended that someone that's done a great job.
You've got to be in it to win it, effectively.
That's it. People's got to know. Sometimes the people, Kingdom FM will not know every local hero, you'll not know of. But if someone brings it to your attention, as you say, they're in the pack of nominees, great. And that's what it's about. I could nominate hundreds of people all over Fife because I get to meet them all. I got to meet them all as a provost. Fife's a great place. It is. It's a really tremendous place, Fife. And There were so many tremendous people that are willing to, as I say and repeat myself, to give up their own time for nothing to help others. That's special.
Finally, any more words of encouragement you can offer our potential nominees for 2022?
If you get nominated, first and foremost, that's a tremendous achievement, just to be nominated. And well done to the nominees. If you win it, celebrate. Celebrate your achievement, because people, you've not nominated yourself, people have nominated you, and that's what people think about you. That's what they think about you. So you celebrate as well, because it's great when someone else puts you up for an award and you win that. It's a special, special day for you.
And a big and a brilliant night out as well for everyone attending.
Well, the entertainment at the on the evening is, I've never been to a night that's been the entertainment's been poor. It's been great. And again, talented people. Bobby Mitchell and the last one was it. The guy had a hit record. They were the musicians that were playing it. It was great fun. Great. And you're sitting there and you're saying, wow, I wish I could do that. I wish I had that talent to be going to the stage and sing or play music or whatever. I wish I had that talent. And I love seeing people with talent bringing it out and entertaining other people. That's a special gift.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
I won off.
Oh, thank you.